WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, having left the G7 summit in Canada earlier than expected. And so did ABC's Mary Bruce traveling with him.
Trump telling reporters there on Air Force One that he decided to race back to the White House so that he could, quote, be a little more well-versed and not have to rely on phones as he navigates this crisis.
In Tel Aviv, ABC's Ian Pannell.
A mass exodus from the Iranian capital following warnings from President Trump and Israel. Huge lines of cars, bumper to bumper, on the road out of Tehran.
One of the worst Russian air attacks on Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. Makers of many things to eat, including cream cheese, Jell-O, Kool-Aid, and Lunchables, the Kraft Heinz Company announcing it will not launch any new products in the U.S. with artificial colors effective immediately. The company says it's already removed the coloring from 90% of its products. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As lawmakers in the Joint Finance Committee continue debating and scrutinizing the state's next biennial budget, Green Bay Area Public Schools Superintendent Vicki Bayer pleads for increased school funding. Bayer sent a letter to the Joint Finance Committee last week and another to local lawmakers this week, asking them to increase funding for special education programs and to increase per pupil state funding by at least $325. The Joint Finance Committee gutted Governor Tony Evers' proposed biennial budget, which included increases to school funding. When first responders arrive at any scene, whether it be an accident, a criminal arrest, a house fire, or other traumatic event, the most vulnerable people there are the children. Reach a Child is an organization based in Madison dedicated to helping first responders connect with and comfort children in a crisis using books. Kate Mann, Reach a Child Executive Director.
In these reach bags are a variety of books and drawstring bags that the responders will carry in the squad car, the fire trucks, and the ambulances. So when they encounter a child in crisis, they have these valuable resources there and ready to use.
Currently, Reach a Child supplies 350 first responder organizations throughout Wisconsin with the bags. They want to do more.
Our goal is to get all of the first responder departments involved in our program. And I believe there are about 600 different first responder groups in Wisconsin. So
to donate, host a book drive, or submit your first responder organization to receive the Reach bags, visit reachachild.org. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. There could be heavy rain, 1/2 inch to 1 inch or more likely tomorrow through tomorrow night. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, Vitaly's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Yeah, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4, I'm joined by Senate candidate in Iowa, J.D. Schulten. He's running against Joni Ernst. I'm joined by Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and State Senator Dora Drake talking biennial budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. The Mayor is going to be heading out to NWCTC to do some teaching. Coming up, and a lot of great things. Very, very special guests we had here talk about the great thing with the Veterans Fishing University. What a tremendous organization. It was just awesome. Well, we're talking about some other tremendous organizations. Who else wants to come on the air here and talk with us? Don't be shy. Introduce yourself, young lady, if that's okay.
Hi, I am Chris Tiafalo with Make-A-Wish Wisconsin.
Which is a tremendous organization.
Yes, it's amazing. Make-A-Wish grants life-changing wishes for critically ill local kids. And we have one in studio today.
Lucas?
Hello.
Hi, Lucas. How are you?
Nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Come on, man. It's just us. This is fun. This is the fun part. But you guys are doing some great things. You know, we have the Veterans Organization here and the different things they do for fundraising and different things like that. And this is something really cool that I've been involved with at times for the oil changes for Make-A-Wish. What a great, everybody needs an oil change. And what a great way to go about raising some tremendously needed funds.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, you can sit down. We'll okay. Adjust this.
Go ahead. Absolutely. So Bergstrom Automotive this Saturday is a really big day. So Come on out to, there's multiple Bergstrom locations throughout Green Bay, the Fox Valley, and Oshkosh, and get your oil changed. Bergstrom will generously, if you make a $15 donation or more, Bergstrom Automotive will generously match your donation and give you a $30 discount on your oil change.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, and while you're there, test drive their amazing vehicles, because for every test drive taken, actually throughout the month of June, they'll donate $5. But on Saturday, they'll double the love, and they will donate $10 for every test drive taken.
Yeah.
And
you just got to bring, it comes with a little bit of a caveat there. You got to bring it back within your allotted time, because John Bergstrom got a little upset with me one time when he let me drive one of his cars and I took it a little further towards the UP than I should have.
Oh, well, their cars are amazing. I don't blame you.
What a great organization. Lucas, tell us a little bit about yourself, buddy.
I am 12. I have this brain and body thing called tuberous sclerosis complex, and it basically makes it so that there are a whole bunch of tubers throughout my body, mostly in my brain, my kidneys, and my heart.
You sure never know it looking at you. You look like the healthiest kid around.
I mean,
he's a cool kid.
He certainly is. So what do you want to do for Make-A-Wish, or have you done it yet?
I have had my wish granted, and it was to go to Hawaii.
Oh, cool. Which part? All of it?
I went to...
What did you do that was fun? Other than lay on the beach, because that's fun.
I went and did this thing called Rock-A-Hula, and snorkeled.
Oh, cool! I'd be afraid to snorkel in the ocean. Did you see any sharks or anything?
No, it was at Hanuma Bay.
Okay. So they got rid of the sharks there?
There aren't any.
Oh, there aren't any. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Why did you want Hawaii? What do you got here in your book? What kind of a book do you got here?
It's a kind of like picture-ish book where like it shows a whole bunch of pictures. And on the front cover, it has like a sort of drawing of a turtle.
A big sea turtle.
Yeah. And in Hawaii, we were there for 1 week, and
okay.
In Hawaii, I got a henna tattoo of a sea turtle.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's cool.
It's not there anymore. I got it on my left arm, but it's not there anymore, so.
Did you see any sea turtles out there?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
In the water? They're huge, aren't they?
Yeah. And they are actually a endangered species, Hawaiian green sea turtles.
Wow.
So we were not able to get super close to them, but we were able to go closer to them than I would have expected.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Were they friendly type? Like not like a snapping turtle or something, are they?
No, they're Hawaiian green sea turtles, completely non-dangerous to humans.
That's cool. And they're in danger. Well, that's cool that you're bringing awareness to that.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what's the best part about taking trips like that?
Probably that you are actually able to go there for basically for free, since it was my Make-A-Wish. Other people paid for it, like the Make-A-Wish organization paid for it with some of the money from Bergstrom and some of their own money. But yeah, it's basically that I went there for free.
That's fun. Is this Mom? Hey, Mom, yeah. You want to say hello?
Hello.
Hi, tell us a little bit about the program. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, so Lucas was granted his wish, and we got to go to Hawaii in September of 2023.
September 28th.
Yeah, as he said, we were there for a week, and it was just everything you could imagine about Hawaii. It was paradise. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. And since we've been back, we've been able to participate in a lot of Make-A-Wish events, and so this being one of them. And knowing that Bergstrom supported and sponsored Lucas's wish is really special. So we really like to come out on the car wash day and the oil change day and participate in that and help out with that.
That's awesome. That's
really fun.
What a great organization. We're just going to ask you again then, Bergstrom's been so instrumental in this, but what are some of the other things you have to do? Because you get a pretty big nut to cover here with these types of organizations or with these types of trips and everything, correct?
Absolutely. And we couldn't do it without our wonderful partners like Bergstrom Automotive and our wonderful community. Honestly, right now there's more than 400 life-affirming wishes like Lucas's pending for kids. So we definitely
in Wisconsin
need,
or where?
Yeah, in Wisconsin.
400?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of them are right here in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, Northeast Wisconsin area. That's why our office is in Appleton and we cover the 13 counties of Northeast Wisconsin. But the Bergstrom team is so passionate, so dedicated, and we need partners like them year round. And they support us in such a big way. And you can tell they just care and they're so, you see them and they work so hard throughout the month.
Yeah.
And they've seen the impact of that a wish has on a child. And kids like Lucas who are fighting critical illnesses, they experience extreme physical and mental challenges every single day. Hospital stays, harsh treatments, scary surgeries. They're exhausting and traumatic for these kids and their entire families. But the hope and joy of a wish is truly the most valuable gift you can give to these kids because you're giving them a better chance of thriving and surviving.
We were just talking there when we had the Veterans Fishing University here. They deal with a lot of post-traumatic veterans.
dealing with that. And just getting out and having just the camaraderie of others that, you know, maybe are in the same situation as you. That the mental aspect is so important that can't be overlooked, correct?
It's huge. It's huge. Imagine no human being should go through what these kids go through,
right,
much less these precious children. And so, you know, instead of thinking about hospital stays and scary surgeries and all these horrific things that they have to think about, because of our wonderful, wonderful partners and our wonderful community and partners like Bergstrom, they're able to dream about what can I wish for? And that's part of the process. You know, they think about it and think about what is my greatest wish. And then when they determine what their wish is, they get to, you know, that excitement, yeah, and think about their thoughts are diverted.
You
to,
guys make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what are some of the more popular wishes you get? I think, well, Hawaii would be pretty cool, and swimming with the sea turtles.
Some of the more popular ones that I've seen are definitely Disney World and Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Especially for the younger kids, you know, yeah, a lot of them. And Disney wishes are magical, as are all the wishes that we grant. But you can't experience Disney like a wish child can. Because the characters come up to you. And you don't have to wait in lines, and you,
oh,
know, you get to go the front of every line. So if you've ever gone to Disney, there's a lot of waiting involved. But yeah, if you're a wish kid and a family, rightfully so, you do not have to wait for anything.
That's awesome. Now, if somebody is listening right now and they're interested in the program, how do they do it?
Well, get involved right now with Bergstrom Automotive, honestly, because it's a huge campaign for us throughout the month.
And you'll have a lot
June.
Of information there, right, at Bergstrom?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, go ahead and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, become a new fan or follower on Bergstrom Automotive, any of their social media platforms, Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And they'll generously donate $5 and do all four. And that's a $20 donation that they'll make on your behalf. And on Saturday, they're going to double the love. So it's going to be $10 for each new fan or follower that Bergstrom Automotive receives on any of their social media platforms. Do all four, and that's $40. And test drive their vehicles throughout the entire month. They will donate $5 throughout the entire month. And on Saturday, it's going to be doubled to $10 for every test drive. So while you're waiting for your oil change, and really there's not a wait, it's quick. Plus, they have a lot of fun things going on. Everything from silent auctions to even dunk tanks to, you know, car washes to brat fries to you name it, they do it. But test drive their vehicles while you're there. They have the most amazing vehicles, and it'll be $10.
And there's some vehicles you'll never drive ever again.
Oh,
probably.
For sure. Yeah, they have everything there. So,
and they're in Green Bay now, of course, right in Nashville.
Yeah.
Casey Keene Chevrolet.
They, it's Bergstrom took now.
It. It's Bergstrom now. It's big and bold right,
yeah,
there. Just very,
yeah,
cool. Again, though, if somebody wanted to, if they're listening and they've got, you know, a child in this, in, you know, capacity, what should they do if they can't make it out there? Can they just call you or?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely call us or go to our website, which is wish.org/Wisconsin. So there's all kinds of information there, and anyone can refer a child. But we have great relationships with all the medical facilities throughout the state. So when a child is admitted, they are thinking about Make-A-Wish. And oftentimes the doctors and social workers, they'll make that referral for the child.
Got it. And is it the parents or who goes with the child?
Oh, yeah, the whole family.
The whole family.
Yep,
wow.
Absolutely. The entire family. If you can imagine, you know, a lot of these kiddos, the mom or dad, oftentimes the child's being treated far away. And mom or dad have to leave the workforce. And then the other parent is taking care of the home front, the other kids working. The wish brings the families back together, and it strengthens those family bonds. There's so many benefits to having a wish granted for
outstanding
a critically ill child.
Lucas, anything you'd like to say to anybody out there listening?
If you are a Make-A-Wish kid, just instead of feeling bad for yourself and thinking, oh, I don't feel good about this because it's like, since I could have something, you're feeling bad about it, you should actually feel good because there is a chance that you could still have good feelings.
Outstanding. And swim with sea turtles.
Yes.
Lucas, you're a great young man.
I guess so.
It's awesome to have you in here. Thank you for doing a great job and being a great representative for Make-A-Wish. Once again, Bergstrom.
Yes, this Saturday, come on out. Oil change day, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
We'll keep pumping this all week long.
Wonderful.
Thank you so very much. Introduce yourself one more time.
Chris Tiafolo with Make-A-Wish, Wisconsin.
Located in Appleton.
Our office is located in Appleton, yes, but we cover Northeast Wisconsin.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for what you do. Quick break. Back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allbull Show.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hi, I'm Dave Rucker with Bank First. Is now a good time to buy a home? The truth is, the right time to buy a home is when you're ready. Focus on your personal financial goals, not the headlines. At Bank First, our experienced team is ready to guide you through every step of the journey. Let's discuss how to make home ownership a reality on your timeline. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership, NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Has one final word he'd like to say.
Hope you have a great day, 97.9.
Nice! That was good! I know what you're going to do in the future. You're going to be talking for a living. Beats real work.
Maybe.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about this for the rest of the week, what the great things are at Bergstrom. It's a fantastic organization, fantastic project, and everything we can do to help support them. We're 100% behind them. Okay, Convoy. Jim had to leave. He has to go do his classroom work over at NWTC. So how's it going for you here in the early mornings? You normally work with Pete Schwab. Are you doing double shifts these days?
I'm doing a double shift, for 2 days.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Todd's on his well-deserved
Todd's on vacation.
Well-deserved vacation.
Very well-deserved.
So just taking over the morning for him.
Nice. So what kind of cool things you guys doing on Schwab's show? Whenever I get a chance to listen to it, it's always fun.
Oh, man, you know, just talking about what we love, and that's color television. And, you know, it's just fun to talk about the things you watch. You know, you don't often get a chance to talk about with even family or sometimes, but getting it out there. What are you watching? That's why.
Okay, you got to look something up for me then. Remember I mentioned yesterday that I saw a thing about their debuting a streaming about the movie they shot, the historical type movie they shot at the Union Hotel in De Pere.
Are you sure it was a movie or a TV show?
Movie.
It was, okay.
Ish. Like a movie series type thing. And they're having like the debut of it. They're having the thingy.
So I see it's the Union Hotel or Union House Hotel.
Okay.
And it says it's based in 1890.
Okay. Yep. It's historical.
Yeah. So, I mean, I see an article on it from the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Okay. When does it debut and how do you watch it?
Well, I don't see too much about where you can watch it.
Okay, you got to get Schwab on this thing. Get well, Schwab, because you're feeling miserably, Conrad.
I wish I could keep reading this article, but I can't.
Miserably.
I have to sign in.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. All right. So tell Schwab I want a report on that tomorrow on our show.
Sounds good.
Okay? He has to give us a report tomorrow morning on that show. All right? So one of some great events coming up here. We're talking about the Alzheimer's get-together with their walk. And that is coming up on Wednesday, June 25th. So that's just a week away, basically. Hagemeister Park right behind us here at Green Bay, downtown Green Bay, on the City Deck Landing. That's the kickoff from 5 to 7. Everybody's welcome. Come and learn about the walk to end Alzheimer's and get registered. Then another great event they're doing with the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers Alzheimer's Awareness Game, July 27th. Earn tickets to the Brewers game. Raise $100 or donate $100 on your personal walk page between June 16th and June 30th. Earn two tickets to the Alzheimer's Awareness Brewers game, plus the pregame tailgate party on July 27th. So each $100 raised equals two free tickets. Bring the entire family. Go to act.alz.org/Green Bay to register and then donate. Kind of a bonus, the two top individual fundraisers between now and June 30th will earn a VIP experience for themselves and a guest at American Family Field, which includes a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to slide down Bernie's iconic slide. Isn't that cool?
I've always wanted to do that.
Me too.
Since I was a kid.
I could see me like something going wrong and like going over the side.
You know, apparently it's actually pretty fast going down.
I know that. Yeah. I know that. I don't do well with certain things. Like I told you, I had to be pulled out of the lazy river at Wisconsin Dells.
I didn't know that. That's
yeah, right. I got hurt on that.
How do you get hurt on a lazy river?
So you're on the inner tubes.
Okay.
You're floating along nicely.
Yep.
Well, my daughter behind me, she was like 5 at the time, maybe, whatever. She yelled, Dad, something. I don't know what it is. So I leaned back like that, and I put too much weight on my buttocks in the back of the inner tube. Inner tube went flying up. I went ash over teacups, as they say, okay? My knee, you should see the scar on my knee, scraped against the wall, cut my knee wide open.
Well,
they had to pull me out. I think they shut down the ride for a while because there's blood in the water and stuff like that, and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a lazy river incident.
It happens a lot more frequently than people realize. Then another time, I think it was on the same trip. This might have been the day before where they got one of the really big slides. Remember they used to have those, and those things were fast as heck. And I'm just, okay, what they were supposed to tell you is, for guys, when you're hitting the bottom there, you know, really keep your legs together. I didn't do that. And I suffered a severe traumatic injury. From that, the guy had to help me. I couldn't even hardly walk. Helped me over to the fence to kind of catch my breath.
Wow.
Yeah, that wasn't too embarrassing at all. So those are my trips to Wisconsin Dells. So if I do win the Bernie Brewer thing, I got to be careful going down that slide.
Yeah, yeah.
Things could happen. Yeah, but I'm up for it. But those are two great events. And, of course, the big thing coming up with Bergstrom, with the absolutely tremendous organization they're doing with Make-A-Wish. Like to help those people out as much as humanly possible. I think what they do is just awesome. And here it is one more time. Bergstrom Automotive, go on their Facebook page, Instagram, or LinkedIn. They'll donate $5. You can do four different ways. A $20 donation that Bergstrom will make on your behalf. Test drive any of their amazing vehicles. Bergstrom will generously donate $5 for every test drive taken any day in the month of June. Plus, it'll donate $50 for each vehicle sold throughout the month. Saturday, June 21st, coming up, 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock. All the Bergstrom locations throughout Green Bay, the Fox Valley, and Oshkosh will hold a special oil change day. When you make a $15 or more donation to Make-A-Wish Wisconsin, the great team at Bergstrom Automotive will match your donation and give you a $30 discount on your oil change. So once again, $10 they'll donate for each test drive, $100 for each vehicle purchase or leased, $10 each new follower or fan on their Facebook page, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn. And it was great having the people here and just, you know, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young people that are being benefited by the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're going to set our quick break. We'll be back right after this.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Calumet and Outagamie counties, along with the municipalities of Appleton, Buchanan, Harrison, and Kaukauna, are working with the East Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission to secure $800,000 in federal funds to study ways to reduce traffic-related deaths and injuries along County KK in the Fox Cities. Studies show that there were 823 crashes on County KK between 2018 and 2022. Planners attribute the number of crashes to congestion from 441 and increased development. The 2024 Comprehensive Safety Action Plan identified the County KK corridor as a top priority among dangerous intersections and roads. Together, the counties and municipalities will supply $160,000 towards this study. Green Bay Alders Alyssa Prophet and Joey Presley won a resolution opposing conversion therapy in the city. Conversion therapy is the process of causing a homosexual person to become heterosexual, a practice shown to have dangerous mental impacts on the LGBTQ plus community. The Protection and Policy Committee voted 2-2 on the resolution yesterday, so it now goes to the Green Bay Common Council for a vote on June 24th, with no recommendation from the committee. Tickets for the highly anticipated Packers Family Night at Lambeau Field on August 2nd are now on sale, exclusively through Ticketmaster. Family Night will feature a full practice of the 2025 Green Bay Packers team, plus jersey giveaways, Thunderstick giveaways, music, and a fireworks show to wrap the night up. Doors will open at 5:30, warm-ups at 7, and the full practice will begin at 7:30. See the story on our website for a link to purchase tickets. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a 3-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, two siblings, and two other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's two young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. There could be heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more likely tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow, back from adventures in Canada, will be joining us to break down the news. Retired Major General Randy Manner will be here as well. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Hey, welcome back. Mano the Mayor here, the Mayor of NWTC, educating our youth right now. But I'll tell you what, right now we've got some people that are big into educating our youth. Alex Owen, ATC, Manager of Corporate Affairs, Dennis Rockhill. The Einstein Project Mobile STEM Program. We have been talking about this for quite some time now. Jim is really fascinated with this. And for anybody that's not familiar, whoever wants to jump in, introduce yourself and just jump in what the goals and dreams are of this great organization.
Sure. So my name is Axel Owen. I am the corporate affairs manager of ATC. And for us, this was, you know, we as a company really kind of focus on STEM education, getting kids involved, having them understand that STEM is a viable career for them and a viable option. And so as we were going through kind of meeting with nonprofits, we came across Project Einstein. And it's kind of a funny story that we were talking about earlier is our company actually did a volunteer effort through the United Way, doing a kind of a volunteer project for Project Einstein. So when we got connected, it was kind of a match made in heaven for us. We are looking to kind of make sure that we provide kids opportunities to learn about STEM education.
Go ahead and explain STEM.
STEM is, so it's science, technology, engineering, and math.
Yep.
For us, it's really about kind of providing for the future, giving students an opportunity, and really kind of opening their eyes to what the potential is.
And taking them outside of just the classroom where you have the book and you read this chapter and whatever.
Yeah.
You guys are a lot, you're way beyond that.
Yeah, listen, I have two children myself. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. And so it's really encouraging to see the amount of STEM that's being taught. And yeah, for us, it's about kind of building into that, giving kids the opportunity. An ultimate success for us is one of these kids goes to a STEM lab that we helped working with Project Einstein, gets excited about, you know, STEM and wants to go into that. That is the ultimate goal and the ultimate success for us is, you know, providing that opportunity. And so when we met with Project Einstein, it was, hey, we have the STEM lab. We like moving it around. And for us, that was amazing because we want to be able to kind of give kids opportunity where there aren't often opportunities. So we focus on the smaller towns in the area and really kind of give them an opportunity to kind of experience this, see if it's something they're interested in. Listen, if you go in and say, hey, this isn't for me, that's okay. And that's really what's important to us is, you know, giving kids that.
You know what I think is amazing? I come from the dark ages of school. This would have been 97% all guys.
Yeah.
Now what's the percentage of girls?
It's rising. And yeah, like for our company specifically, it's really interesting because our CEO is actually a woman engineer. And so like that's a lot what we focus on is just making sure that everybody has this opportunity. It's about including everybody in the opportunity to see, hey, is this something we want to do? And like as a father of a 7 and 4-year-old, I love what Project Einstein does. They take it out of the classroom. They bring it
exactly
in and they say, hey, like, let's make a car. Yep. Let's have you guys learn about the different aspects of it.
Make some battle bots.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, we are very happy with this partnership and we're very excited. And, you know, we are currently actually working with them to do more around the area. We've already announced two, and the plan is to actually announce some additional stops throughout the summer as we kind of build this up and get more kids involved. And I know I'd love for Dennis to kind of jump
Dennis,
in.
Dennis, go ahead.
As well.
Jump in with the Einstein Project. Yeah, a great, great organization.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great to be one of the boots on the ground that ATC is supporting.
I'll bet.
And we are getting our mobile labs out as fast as we can get them scheduled. So. We got two different kinds of programs. One we call our sandbox program, where it gets out. It's very, I would say, you know, broad but shallow, where it's really kind of interest building and just kind of getting an experience and building excitement. Then we have our design lab, which is a 28-foot trailer with 3D printers and laser cutters on it. And that's kind of our narrow and deep program, where, you know, it's multiple sessions. It's scheduled. It's more rigorous. So we have.
But you're bringing it to them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're bringing it to
you
them,
don't
which
have
is
to
so
drive
cool.
To campus
yes.
Where our shop is located. We're bringing our shop out to you, which is great.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we do not feel limited by that at all. I mean, well, you can only fit so many kids in a 28-foot trailer.
It was funny because when we met, they're like, where do you guys want to go? And we're like, what's your region? They said, we don't care. Yeah. We'll go wherever you guys want, whatever we think.
And so many of these smaller communities don't have access to something like this.
Yes. And that is something that, like, one of our big things is like the inclusion aspect of like, the idea of a STEM desert. You know, when people look at investment, they always focus on the larger towns. And for us, it's there is still value going into these small towns. You know, that's one of the reasons why we chose Kewaunee was it's a great small town. It's a great community. And we thought, you know, this is a good spot for us to go and say, hey, let's try to prevent that summer slide. Most people don't realize this, that when your child is not in school for those summer months, their education actually slides and they kind of regress. And so,
oh, I believe it.
Anything we can do to like stop that and kind of encourage them to learn and grow is incredibly valuable and something that we really do want to make sure we kind of provide that opportunity for everybody.
And go ahead and talk a little bit more, Dennis, about the Einstein Project, the whole goal of that, how it all began and where you're at right now, because it just keeps growing.
Yeah. The Einstein Project is 30 plus years old, and we've been supplying science kits and curriculum to schools and for teachers to utilize. You know, up until we started the makerspace in the Einstein Project, we trained teachers and we supplied the materials. We never dealt directly with any of the students. So when the makerspace was launched, we were bringing the students in to the shop and, you know, having camps and workshops and field trips and stuff. And it even made some of our Einstein personnel like, you know, all these kids are going to be running around our building, you know, but, you know, now it's you know, when the place is empty, everybody's a little nervous, like, hey, where is everybody? Where are the kids? So, you know, and that's been great. We have a really robust summer program, summer camp program going on in the shop. You know, as far as our design lab is concerned, it's kind of like a plant, perennial. When you plant it, first year it sleeps, then it creeps, then it leaps. We're in our creep year. So now we're starting to schedule it and get out.
Get the momentum going, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You know, and the design lab, like I said, is a little more rigorous, a little more planned. So we want to make sure that when we're scheduling with them, we want the kids to know to be there at a certain time. We want to have them for, you know, not just a couple of hours, but we want to have them for a couple of hours, a few sessions, so that we can really dive deeper and really get them interested in what we're doing.
And that's a cool part of that, be able to do it during the summer like this. You know, they don't have history and geography and whatever else to do that night. They can really focus on something like this, which is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I work with a team of teachers who've been in the classroom, and our focus on this is it's this we use the phrase, we can't make it too schooly. We have to, you know, they're not here to go to school. They're here to dive into something they're really, really interested in. So, you know, we kind of sneak the education in underneath a little bit, but, you know, it's all about, you know, kind of jabbing at their interests and having a lot of
fun. And the potential for lifetime work after going through something like that, I mean, it's unlimited, isn't it? There's no ceiling.
There is no ceiling. And for us, that is the end goal. For us, it is, you know, it's not just our industry. It's industries across Wisconsin have this growing need of STEM. If you talk about the growth of AI, the need of, you know, people in the STEM field, for us, it's the ultimate success is one of these students being like, hey, I want to go into a STEM field. Like, that is the end goal for us, and that's what we love. And so anything we can do to provide that opportunity for a child to say, this is something I enjoy, this is something that I want, That's the end goal for us. And that's what we love. And that's why we partnered with Project Einstein, is just to make sure that we give kids this opportunity to learn and grow and feel. And the thing I love about it is, again, I have two children, is if I give my son a book, you're not going to have any focus on him, but it's a hands-on project.
Right.
It's something for them tangible that they can play with and work with. And it captures their imagination. And like,
and you're not just memorizing something.
Yes.
It's not unlike a video game. Yeah. So when they start with a video game, right, they're not afraid to fail. Yeah, they'll die.
It's the fun part.
They'll spawn. They'll do it again. You know, and working on a lot of the projects that we do with them, it's about knowing that it's not failure. Okay, well, that didn't work. Let's try this. It's a lot of the iteration that gets it. Kind of builds the resilience. As well as their problem-solving abilities, without the thought that I'd keep failing and I'm going to succeed. They're like, no, I'm just figuring it out.
Failure is nothing but an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's what we love about this, and, like, we could not be more excited. And that's why, we're going to start rolling out more of these over the summer. I know our next one that's coming up is actually on June 24th in Wrightstown.
Okay.
And then we're actually going to be going back to Kewaunee in August.
See, that's great, getting out to these, more outlying areas from the cities. That's great.
Yeah. And that was kind of our goal when we talked to Project Einstein. It was like, let's go where people aren't. Let's go where, there's an opportunity for us, because that city is going to come out and say, oh, my God, we have a resource. Let's do this, because this is something that's different than, your normal. Kid goes to summer camp, comes home at the end of the day. How was it? You learn about the local drama with your kids, and like, that's fine. But like, we want to make sure that we're providing an opportunity for them to learn and grow and kind of
What type of young person, when they walk through the door, you do an interview with them or whatever, what kind of with you say to yourselves, okay, I'm gonna keep my eye on this kid. He's or she's really, she's got this certain spark, certain something. What do you see? What are some of your telltale signs?
The cool thing about it is we don't.
Okay.
It's hard to tell. They come out of nowhere, right? Yep. So it could be, a very shy girl that comes in, is very quiet, but everything she does is just spot on perfect.
That's beautiful.
All she wants is a harder and harder challenge. Okay.
Wow.
We have lots of kids that come in that, are on the spectrum, something like that. And you can just kind of get a vibe off of them and understand that, but they're rock stars when they're working, and their parents just, they love to see them just soaking up whatever we're offering, because it gives them something to kind of work their brain on.
That's tremendous. Yeah. What about, you didn't have anything like this when you were young, did you?
Oh, no,
I mean, that's
no.
what I mean. Oh, you guys are so big advocate, but you guys didn't get a chance to benefit from what you guys do now, did you?
No. And it was funny. We were talking about this when we were waiting. It was just sort of like, none of this was ever available. And like, I can say that is my father was actually.
You're young. I mean,
my father was a 6th, 7th, 8th grade science teacher.
Oh.
So like, I had some kind of view into it, but like, not to the level that this is now. And like, that again goes back to the point of like, just how much of a need it is regionally and statewide, that, this is, they're good paying jobs. They're good futures here. The future is unlimited for anybody that kind of jumps into this field. And so that's why we do this. That's why we want this to succeed. That's why we want as many students. I know Project Einstein, what was it last year? You guys ended up having about 3,000 kids that went through the program.
Oh, yeah.
It was something like that. And like, we're looking to grow that and make it bigger and make it larger and get more kids involved, because that's the impact. That's getting that kid that opportunity. And that's what's most important.
And how big of a region would that be, Dennis?
Well,
the 3,000.
We're focusing on like greater northeastern Wisconsin. So
I mean, that's a bunch.
Yeah, but I mean, we're doing a lot of work even down in the Milwaukee and Racine area.
Yeah.
Over in Wausau, we go up to Ashland once in a while.
Did you go to the UP?
What's that?
Did you go up to the UP?
We haven't been.
It's been an active discussion with us as well. We actually have an office up in the UP, and so that's something we've looked at as well.
Oh, do you? Where at? What town?
Kingsford.
Oh, the Flivers.
Yep. So we actually have offices.
Hard to get to.
It is. We have an office in Kingsford. We have one in De Pere. We also have an office in Pewaukee, and then also one out near Madison in Cottage Grove.
Very cool.
And one of the great things is like, when we were like, hey, what about an area like Rhino? Like, no problem.
That's what about awesome.
And that's why we thought this was such a great project, and why we got so involved was, their flexibility. They're willing to be, hey, we'll go to that town. No problem. Was incredible. And that's something that, like, we truly value this partnership. And that's, you know, why we're here today.
All right. Can you guys stick around?
Absolutely.
Got some more interesting questions for you guys. I think this is a fascinating thing. And I think for the parents out there might not know much about this, whose kids have a little bit of that aptitude or at least that interest in something like this. I would think if you asked for an erector set in my era, those would be the kind of kids you'd want. I was never good at building any
answer. Erector sex, Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs are the greatest thing ever invented.
It's the same thing. It's engineering.
Or just take apart your valuables.
Yeah. Oh, I took apart a lot of my dad's things and could not put them back together. We got to send her a quick break back after this.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello.
Did you kick Convoy out?
No, he had to go to a doctor's appointment. I'm just helping.
Oh, all right. It's good to have you.
How you guys doing?
Good. How's your drive up from Manitowoc today?
You know, it wasn't too bad. It was sunny in Manitowoc, and then as I came up, there's like some dark clouds, and now it's sunny again. So the weather's, it's one of those days, guys.
Yeah, partly mostly cloudy, scattered showers throughout the day, high in the low 80s. Man, it was humid yesterday. Wasn't it crazy humid? was back to that.
Yeah. Feeling that way today.
Yeah. Wow, it's starting all right. All right, we're talking here with Alex and Dennis, talking about the Einstein Project, talking about STEM programs. Once again, you guys are bringing this in. This is from the Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. But one of the very cool things that you guys do, as I mentioned, is you bring this to these small towns. And, you know, I know so many coaches and teachers in smaller areas. And, man, they, you know, some of those schools, they're rubbing two nickels together, you know, mm-hmm. to get a dime, and they just don't have a lot of extra. And for you guys to bring this, can you describe that, just the physical aspect of what you do when you go to where you're Kewaunee and then Wrightstown?
Yep.
Just describe the whole thing when you bring the circus to town. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of things have to come together for that. You know, there's simply the facilitators who know what they're doing.
Right.
There's planning the projects or the activities that we're going to be doing. What kind of equipment or tools do we need to bring? Then there's packing it all up and towing it out there, you know, all that.
I mean, it's a mobile laboratory, right?
Yeah. You know, that all, you know, costs a lot of time and energy and stuff like this. And to be able to bring that to a smaller community, they're not going to be able to pay you for it.
Right.
So what's excellent about what ATC is doing is it's empowering us to go to them and say, hey, we got this for you.
It's free.
Yeah. I think that's just fantastic.
Yeah. It's free. It's show up. Yep. Come on out. Bring your kids. Bring your kids' friends. Learn about this. Take a day out and have some fun.
But you do make them sign a waiver there. If they're really good at this stuff, they have to work for you for 3 years. I mean, graduate,
IP,
right?
IP.
I mean, come on, you gotta take care.
Intellectual property, right?
We make them intern for Einstein first, and then they can go on.
It's a pathway.
A little recruiting.
Listen, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's all about opportunity.
One more thing, though, about the STEM program. Again, it hasn't been around that long. UWGB has a great program now. Talk a little bit about the advancement that has made. Both of you guys have been involved with that. Just the advancement and the whole STEM program, what that's done for a whole group of young people.
STEM is kind of that new frontier of jobs. Let's really talk about it. The fact is like science, technology, engineering, and math. If you think about everything that we use nowadays, you're involved in that somehow, whether it's using AI for your work or learning, you know, going to ChatGPT and being like, how do I do this? Well, that's science and math and engineering and all of that. And then you also talk about, you know, the growth of industry in this area, the growth of industry across the state. It's all becoming more and more technology. It's becoming more and more science and math based. So like, that's why this is so important. It's because it's kind of that new frontier. We were talking about this earlier, is when I was a kid, video games were, oh, whoa, you don't play video games. That's going to ruin your education. You're not going to do that.
What a waste of time. What's that little thing you got there, that joystick or whatever? What is that?
I mean, I was born in the 80s, so like my entire childhood was like, I want to go play video games. My parents being like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? And the reality is now we're talking about it, and like these are the people that are flying drones. Yep. They're designing things. They're growing things. And like that's really what this is about, is the amount of industries that are touched by STEM is so much bigger than it was ever, and it's growing faster and faster and faster and exponentially growing. And so
you would be shocked at how many military helicopter pilots were just big advocates of video games early on.
It's video games, but it's not just that. It's also, you think about the fact that like all of our kids are now on technology. My son, you know, he's on it. He organizes my phone. Like he takes my phone. He's like, I'm going to organize your apps. I'm like, okay, go have at it, kid. And like, that's really what we're talking about here, is like, this is opportunities for every child. And it's, you don't have to go to college to go into STEM. You can go and be, you know, work in a union or a tradesman, or you can go into different, or you can even start your own industry if you wanted to.
And I got to say, the paychecks in those fields right now.
They're growing. Like, it's so incredible and it's so broad. And that's why we love doing this and why we love working with Project Einstein, is it gives every kid the equal opportunity to see if this is something that's for them.
At a young age.
And
absolutely.
We do not discriminate when it comes to age. If you bring a four-year-old, we'll figure out a way to bring them in. If you bring a high schooler, we'll make it work for you guys, because like, this is so vitally important to the success and the success of our generation and generations moving forward, that anything we can do to invest in that is such a worthwhile experience.
It's phenomenal. Dennis, right up your alley. You guys are preaching from the same chapter here, aren't you?
Absolutely. That's why it's a great partnership.
Yeah.
You know, what we find valuable, and from what we've seen, is we are no longer pushing careers. The careers are pulling them.
Oh, that's right? Great. We're so putting
the,
it.
The ATCs of the world are starting to say, hey, we need this, and we're willing to put some skin in the game to help make it happen. That goes down to the universities and the tech schools, which are putting in the programs that are training them for their careers. And that then goes down to programs like the Einstein Project and then schools to prepare them for that. Yeah. You know, so it's now being pulled rather than pushed.
Well, I think it's really cool. Neither one of you guys would have to do what you're doing. You guys could have great careers or do have great careers, could be whatever. But you guys are really investing pretty much everything you've got in energy into the youth. Yeah. I think that's extremely admirable.
Yeah. It's the youth's future. Like, yeah, that's the reality. And like, to kind of go off what Dennis was saying, was I went to Ripon College. And Ripon College, when I went there, was a liberal arts school. It was top two programs were political science and English. What? And now I went there a couple of weeks ago, and it's like, they have now a computer programming, and they have STEM, and they have, like, it's all growing, and it's all, you're seeing it across academia right now, where it's STEM is such a vital cog of our future that everybody's making that move. And so, like, any opportunity you can get to, like, give a child exposure to this is going to be incredibly valuable for them.
Did they ever get a new football field? That was a crappy football field.
I believe they've thrown
that out there.
I think, they have a soccer field last I had
okay.
seen.
Okay, so. All right. Just throwing it out there. Dennis Rockhill, thanks so very much. Einstein Project is tremendous. Whatever we're going to do to back you guys. Axel Owen, yeah. Manager Corporate Affairs, ATC. Man, our youth, and especially in these small towns around the summer, are in really great hands with you two leading the way.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for what you do.
We appreciate having us.
We're out of time. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. My name is the Mayor. See ya.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Less spending. Retail sales fell sharply last month after a spike in March, says the Commerce Department. Analysts say consumers are trying to get ahead of President Trump's tariffs. The decline was driven by a drop in car sales. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, suddenly leaving the G7 summit in Canada. The president says he's aiming for a permanent end to the fighting. ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv.
Missiles between Israel and Iran exchanged, more air raid sirens, more attacks overnight here and again this morning. President Trump appearing to row back his remarks, saying he isn't warning people inside Iran. He wants them to be safe, but anything's possible.
The number of deaths from weekend flooding in West Virginia has gone up to at least 7, says the governor. A federal judge orders the Trump administration to restore hundreds of research grants cut by the National Institutes of Health. The judge calls the cancellations arbitrary and illegal. This is ABC News.